we don't say tachnun in the morning. Even though by slichus we may yes say tachnun. There's also the meaning of hataras nedarim on erev Rosh Hashanah, where we matter the nedarim that we might have been mekabel or made throughout the year. And this year, at the same time, we'll be doing prizma, which is for any loans that we might have made in order that the year of Shemitah should not be mishamitit, which means, just like there's a din of Shemitah's kaka, that during the year of Shemitah, one does not work in the fields, they leave the fields empty, and there's no work done in the fields. So there's something called Shemitah's kesafim, which we paskin that at the end of the year of Shemitah, any loan that you lend someone else becomes batal and you cannot collect it anymore. The pasuk is le'yigois. But if I write a prizma without getting into the mechanics of how it works, but if I write a prizma, I sign this shtar where I'm giving over the chayvis to the bezdin, then I'll be able to collect those loans that I lent out earlier.
Someone wrote one last year. Would that work for the...
So, we paskin... Again, there are Chabad, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down the sheet of making it last year, but most Paiskin Paskin that the Ikar is at the end of the year. Therefore, you should make it at the end of the year. If someone did not write it at the end of the year, so then it's a question if I get Taina, I want to go with that sheet of Kimli, like that sheet which is the Shmish Vitek Asugya, if you'll be able to get away with that. But just make sure you do it. You have loans. That's Erev. Now, there's also a din brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalit that Mechabsim is stopping by Erev Rosh Hashanah. We bathe, we take haircuts on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that is, as the Mishmur explains, to show that we're bituach in the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to be Yoiti L'Tzedek Mishpatenu, that he's going to bring out our Mishpat in a good way. Which means that this sort of balancing mixed feelings over here, which we see throughout Rosh Hashanah, and we'll talk about it more later on, that mitzat echad, there's a pachad, there are certain things we do or we don't do on Rosh Hashanah, because we have a pachad of the din, we have a fear of the din, but at the same time, we need to show that we believe that we're going to be fine. We're going to come out fine. So we someone who's nervous about the day of Rosh Hashanah normally will be too nervous to take a haircut and to bathe, but we are mechabsin umestapin, we are. Now, if you take a look later on in Hilchas Yantiv, there's a halacha that one should take a haircut on Erev Yantiv. If one's taking a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah, probably for most people it can be difficult to take the haircut on Erev Sukkot. So which one's better to do? Should I do it Erev Hashanah? Should I take the haircut Erev Hashanah or Erev Sukkot? So, if you think about it, the Svari is as follows. On Erev Hashanah, the Zinyan to take a haircut to show that I'm betuach in the din. The din of haircut on Erev Yantiv is that you shouldn't come into Yantiv looking like a menuvel. So as long as the haircut I took on Erev Rosh Hashanah still lasts, and I'm still looking decent when I come to Yantiv, so then I no longer have a mitzvah to davka take a haircut Erev Sukkot. So therefore the answer would be Erev Rosh Hashanah would make sense to take the haircut. Mishmur does mention the idea of going to Tevel to do tefillah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a specific mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the Inyan, Atz Kavod Yantiv, Atz the Kavod of the day. To Tevel, one could go whenever they want, during the day, earlier or later. Maybe an Inyan to go from an hour before Chatzos, but if one prefers going earlier, they could go earlier. That's the halachas. One more halach of Erev Rosh Hashanah, or two more. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, there are many that fast. The reason for the meaning of the fast is based on a medrash. The Torah quotes a medrash. The medrash says that there was a king coming to a city to collect a large chayv of a tax that the city owed the king. And as the king was coming closer to the city, a third of the people came out to greet him, and he said, "Wow, a Meichel a third. Then he got closer, the second third came out, he was Meichel second third. And when he got to the city, they were all waiting for him. So he was Meichel the complete loan. So the Medrash says that's the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the fast of Aser Simei Tshuva, the fast of Yom Kippur, which is very interesting. We're comparing the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah to one of those other, to Aser Simei Tshuva in Kippur. So we see that the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah is very chashiv, and we're saying that Kosh Baruch Hu's Meichel a third of our Averis with that fast. Obviously, it's not just by fasting, it's the fasting with the tshuva that brings the Mechilas Avaynais, but that's the reason for the fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Again, many people are like too fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but because it's Erev Yontif, the general minig is only to fast half the day until Chatzos, then you can break the fast. If there's 10 people that are still fasting after Chatzos and they want to make a minyan for Mincha and Mi Vayechal, they could, but the general minig is that we fast until Chatzos. There is also a minig of going to Batei Kvaros, to go to Kvarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting that if you want to know what's the Seidah Dvarim when you go to a Kaver, how am I supposed to daven? What should I do? The Paiskim all bring it down over here by Erev Rosh Hashanah. That they give the idea of giving tzedakah beforehand. And also they speak about that when you're by the Kaver, you shouldn't be davening to the Nifter himself, that he should bring you your Yeshua, but you're davening b'schus the Nifter. The makim where the Nifter is, the makim where he's buried, and find the Gemara, is a makim which is makim of tefillah, of limud, and it has kedusha, so therefore we daven over there that they should be a meilat Yeshua for us. But we're not davening to them. Jesus in you by itself, which is discussed by Paiskim, different steers of Midrashim, if you let them to the Nifter or not. Okay. I understand that Toilam went to Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph because that's what the Yeshiva wanted you to do. But I'm just going to give halachas which I mentioned earlier in Tavkuf Pei Beis, Tavkuf Pei Gimel, as much as we're able to do today. In Tavkuf Pei Beis, there's a discussion about Aseres Simei Tshuva. During Aseres Simei Tshuva, we switch from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh and from Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. Those are two changes that we make in Shmon Esrei. It's based on a Gemara Brachis, Daf Yud Beis on the base, where the Gemara tells us that during these days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippah, we say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Why do we switch to these, to HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat? So Rashi says, Lefish B'yamim Ha'elu, Humare Malchusoy Lishpay Desayelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these days is showing his Malchus through Mishpat. So we want to recognize that, so we say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. That's why we switch during these days. Now, if let's say someone, he ended off Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, so there's really a machlekes Rishonim, if you need to repeat the Shmon Esrei or not, we paskin that one has to repeat the Shmon Esrei. If he ended off Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to repeat. He has to go back to the beginning. It's not enough to just go back to the beginning of the bracha of Atah Kadosh, because the first three brachas we view as one unit. So you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. If within the share of Teichi Leidiba, which is 2-3 seconds, you remember that you said Hakel Kadosh, you can still say HaMelech Kadosh as long as you didn't start the next bracha. As long as you didn't start the next bracha. Once I start the next bracha, I lost that chance. If let's say I said Hakel, and then for some reason I just was confused a little, even if I waited 2-3 seconds, I still could say HaMelech HaKadosh. So we have over here HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, let's say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Okay, in general, during Aseres Mechuva, if I'm a Supik, if I said a Melech HaKadosh or a Kalakadosh, we assume you said a Kalakadosh because that's what you're used to saying. But what about on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur itself? So there we say that if you're following in the Machzor, you know you say V'chein Tein Pachtucha and you're following the Machzor, so then you could assume that you said a Melech HaKadosh. There's a Chiddush over here brought down in the Chai Odom B'Shem Maharar Evle Fasvela, which the Sharitzin quotes. So I pronounced that, I think, right. Maharar Evle Fasvela. So the Chai Odom brings down this Chiddush that Lel Rosh Hashanah by Ma'ariv, the night Rosh Hashanah by Ma'ariv, if I said Akel HaKadosh, not that I'm a Sufik, I know that I said Akel HaKadosh, I do not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Says the Mara Evle Pasvela, because it's like Rosh Chodesh. What happens on Rosh Chodesh if I forget to say Yal V'Yom in Shemoneh Esrei? So by Ma'ariv I do not need to repeat. By Shachris and Mincha I do repeat. So it says the same thing over here also. Now, what's the reason why by Rosh Chodesh you do not need to repeat by Ma'ariv? Because the Gemara says, "Ein mekadshin the chodesh b'layla." We're not mekadshin the chodesh at night, which means that really Rosh Chodesh doesn't start until the morning. So why do we say Yalav Yovei at night? In order not to be mechalik between the tefillas, so that Ma'ariv also should have Yalav Yovei like Shachris and Mincha will have. But if I forget to say Yalav Yovei, okay, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. It's still not Rosh Chodesh. So says the Ma'ariv LeFasvela, the same thing is true over here by Rosh Hashanah. It's not really Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow morning. And therefore, if you forgot to say Akel HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Comes on the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a Pliya Tzuma, because Miman of Shach. If tonight's Rosh Hashanah, so then you had to say Akel HaKadosh. If it's not Rosh Hashanah, so then you daven the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. Right, what happened? This guy, he said Akel HaKadosh, then he went out of Chayim, they packed the Chayim, the whole long shtekel. It's Monday night. It's a Tuesday night. I'm saying, what Shemoneh Esrei did you daven? So Manav Shach, you said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Chofetz Chaim's taina. If the Chofetz Chaim argues, he says, if you forget Akel HaKadosh, Lel Rosh Hashanah, you need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Done. You need to be able to run. So we have here machlekes. If you forget a Akel HaKadosh the first night or the second night, do I need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or not? Comes on Rav Moshe. He says a very big avart. He says no. Pshat in the Chai Odom is that. Says pshat is as follows. What's the reason why we say Amel HaKadosh instead of Akel HaKadosh? We say because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's showing off his malchus through mishpat. The mishpat, the Gemara says mishpat, the Gemara of Ezra says mishpat doesn't start until the morning by musaf, when the first minyan davens musaf in the morning. The mishpat doesn't start until the morning. Says Rav Moshe, but it's yontif tonight. Tonight is the yontif of Rosh Hashanah, that's for sure. So the Shemoneh Esrei, you daven the right Shemoneh Esrei. This is the yontif Shemoneh Esrei. But HaMelech HaKadosh, you didn't really have to start until the morning. But Rav Moshe says that this is only good for the first night. If the second night you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, so then you'll have to repeat. Because Rav Moshe is taking on, which is also a discussion in Sifrei Machshava and others, Rav Moshe is taking on that once the Mishpat started Rosh Hashanah morning, it just continues straight all the way through. But if you learn it again at night, it's put on hold until the second morning, so then you may not have to.
What would
he held both nights, like Rosh Chodesh, by both nights, Rosh Chodesh, both
so
nights.
So it was Rosh Hashanah and then it stopped, and it was
no, good. So he...
He's holding that it's not Yom Tov, it's not Rosh Hashanah yet.
Either Shver from the... if whatever his dimin to Rosh Chodesh was, we don't understand clearly, like the Chofetz Chaim asked. So now we have a three-way machlekes. We have a three-way machlekes. We have the Mishnah Berurah says you have to repeat both nights. Marav Lev Hasvelo says you don't have to repeat both nights. And Ramesh says the first night you don't have to repeat. So do yourself a favor and don't forget, because you're going to be stuck which way you turn. It's going to be a tough call.
Even during the Sejmei Tshuva, we chayzer, if you say. We don't say Melech HaKadosh. Even in the Sejmei Tshuva, we chayzer.
That's because the Mishpah is going, or straight.
So in the month of Rosh Hashanah, it should also be going.
The Gemara says doesn't start until the morning. Yes, mean about the second night?
I'm saying in Sejmei Tshuva already before.
But the question is, you have to know what the din of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is. Okay, so that's an interesting piece, which, like I said, so then you have to figure out if you're a Chofetz Chaim Yid or a Ramesh Yid if it happens to you. What's interesting is Shmishas Chassid brings down from Shlomo Zalman that by Berchus HaMazon, you don't have the Chofetz Chaim's Taina. I was Chofetz Chaim's Taina was Mimon of Shachidah and Rom Shmon Esrei, but by Berchus HaMazon, if I forgot to say Yal V'Yavai, so then I do have the Chai Adam's Heter because you can't say Mimon of Shachidah, he said the wrong Berchus HaMazon. He said the wrong Berchus HaMazon. So I will not have to repeat Berchus HaMazon. I can be Sevech on that Shita, I won't have to be Berchus HaMazon if I forgot Yal V'Yavai the first night. Okay. That's all Hakel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaMishpat is also Machlek is Rishonim. If one forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, they say HaMelech HaKadosh HaMishpat. If you have to repeat, if you have to go back to the Bracha, or if you finish Manasri, do you have to repeat Manasri or not? We Ashkenazim Paskin, that you do not have to repeat. Once you finish the Bracha, you start the next Bracha, you do not need to go back. Why? What's the difference between HaMelech HaKadosh that we pass and that you have to go back and HaMelech HaMishpah not? The answer is because the Maisi is a Melech Oiv Stok HaMishpah. So you did say Melech over there. So therefore, that's enough and you do not need to go back. That's the meaning of Ashkenazim. If someone forgot to say V'Hasein Pachtecha, they already start saying Baruch Ato Hashem, and then they realize they didn't say V'chein Tzein Pachdecha, you just finish off HaMelech HaKadosh and you do not say V'chein Tzein Pachdecha and continue. Now, what?
It's not like an important part.
It's an important part, but it's not Ma'akev. Now, there's other pieces that we put into Shmoneh Esrei during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is Zachreinu, Nechamaycha, Sefer Chaim, Kosev, right? The four things that we insert into Shmoneh Esrei. Now, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat is Medina de Gemara. That's a din in the Gemara. These four insertions are from the Ga'inim, which created a tumult between the Ga'inim, because it's Mevor in the Gemara. You're not allowed to eat Bakashas in the first three brachas and in the last three brachas. The middle brachas, you could add Bakashas. But the first three brachas, you're not allowed to eat Bakashas. That could also be say, Zechrein Olachayim. So, the Beis Yosef gives the answer that when you're davening for the Tzibor, then you're allowed to. For the Tzibor, you're allowed to. So if you have to remember, when you're saying Zechreinu, it means us, not me. Because otherwise you have no answer to say. So we have an answer. So we say in the first three brachas. Now, what happens if someone forgets these? So there are shittas rishonim that you talk have to repeat. But we paskin, you do not need to repeat. If you've got any of these, you do not repeat. If you want, you can make it up in Alakai Netzar. But you don't have to repeat if you forgot these three things. If let's say you forgot Zechreinu or Michamaycha, one of those, and you already got to the end of the bracha and you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, then you remember if Gatzi Zakrainu. You do not do the eitz of Lamdeni Chukecha. We find sometimes in Halacha that if you start a Rei Baruch Hashem, we tell you to say Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, and then go back and fill in what you forgot. Over here, you do not. What's the law? So in general, Moshe has a tshuva. He's very bothered with this eitz of Bechlal of saying Baruch Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Mil Davni, you now learn. You now start learning Yom Shemini Esrei. Now start saying Psukim Mishmel Shmanesi. So who cares that it's a passing in Tillim? How you let it be Masik? So he says, but the Maisa, you know, the Ritva brings down Mashemis Rebbe, the Ra'ah. So we'll use the Eitzah. But we only use the Eitzah when it's something which is Ma'akib in the Tefillah. Since we hold that you don't have to go back and say over Shmanesi because of these pieces, therefore you don't use the Eitzah of Lamdeni Chukecha. And now, Kelo Rosh Hashanah, everyone wishes each other the Shana Tova, Tikasev, Zichasem, different Nuschais, fine. Okay, in Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, over there, there's a discussion about the Simanim that we do Lo Rosh Hashanah. And it's really a Gemara. It's a Gemara in two places. A Gemara Hayriyos and a Gemara Krisos. And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara is talking about different simanim we do. Like with Moshech, we anoint the king, we pour the oil on the king's head by the flowing river so that his malchus should flow like the flowing river. So over there the Gemara says, Amabaya. Hashta the armit simna milsa. Now they tell me simin means something. La'ayla mihi ruggle lemechse breishasa. A person should be ruggle. Then, beginning of the year, on Rosh Hashanah, he should look at kara, rubia, karsi, silka, tarmi, these different types of vegetables. There's another gersa. Instead of lemechse, the gersa is lemechal, to eat. So we have two gersas, either to see or to eat. Now, the obvious question is, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down this minig to eat the simanim as a simon for a good year, and the obvious question is that in Yiddishkeit we don't really find this idea of if you'll eat a sweet apple you'll have a sweet year. It doesn't work like that. And more than that, there's a pasuk in two places in Chumash, which seems to say that there's an issa to do such a thing, to say, if this will happen, then this will be. So how are we allowed to do it, and what are we doing over here? So there's a few mahalchim to explain this. And one mahalch is, the Chayodam, he brings down a Peter Ramban. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha where he says, Maisa Avos Simin Levanim. What does it mean, Maisa Avos Simin Levanim? What took place to the Avos was they were setting a path for the children later on. And this is what's going to happen to the children later on. So the Chayodim says that that's tonight we're doing things which are setting the path for later on. But has that answered the question? So one mahalach, which is the Meiri in Hayriyos, it's a beautiful Meiri over there, he asked this question, and he says as follows. He says that the ikar of the simanim is not dipping the apple in the honey and then eating the apple. It's the tefillah, the hirotzin that you're saying at the time when you're doing it. That's the segula. The segula is the tefillah that you've been spalled to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, it's pasha that there's a difference between when I'm doing something, acting it out, it gives me more of a feeling for what I'm saying. So we take that sweet apple, dip it into sweet honey, making it sweeter, and we're getting all excited about it. And therefore, when we say, Yiratzeh, then we should have a shana taifa umesuka, it's a lot more exciting because we're talking about sweetness. So it gives us much more kavana, gives us more feelings for the tefillah. So that's the purpose of the simanim. The purpose of the simanim is not just to turn into a joke and find different jokes, but the purpose is to be ma'ira ourselves so that the tefillah that we're about to make will be a tefillah with kavana. And therefore, someone who enjoys eating can eat it. Someone who cannot eat it, who doesn't enjoy eating it, doesn't have to eat it. Could be even lemechsek. Just seeing it is ma'ir you to the tefillah. That's enough also. There were times when certain fruits or vegetables that were used for simanim were full of bugs. They couldn't even eat it. So the Paiskim say, at least just look at it. Look at it. But the idea is the tefillah. And that's where the Shla and the Mishnah Berura and many Acharonim work with this Malach, that it's the tefillah. It's the tefillah. The Chacham Shleima says it's not tefillah. He says it's betachan and emuna. What you're doing is you're showing, I believe that we're going to have a good year this year. I believe we're going to win over the enemies. It's an Indian of, I don't want to spout HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that that's what should be. It's a sign of betachan. Sign of emuna, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be a sweet year. That's what he says. But similar idea. It's not, there is another Malach which is brought down in Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says, it's Taka Nichosh, but this Nichosh is Mata. This day, he says, his Lashon is, Ve'ein lanu Nichosh l'simin el b'mash amru chachamim. We're only allowed to do Nichosh that the Chachamim said, ke'inyin sh'amru b'rosh Hashanah, yaycho reish ayol al-shei v'chulu. Which means it's being nafkamina. According to the Sefer Chassidim, then you're only allowed to do the simanim that the Chachamim told us. You do any a different simen, you're done. You're even two lavim of lesenachashim. But according to the first Mahalach, you could make up whatever simanim you want as long as you're serious about it and you daven hard after you do the simen. So we pass like the first Mahalach.
But he said that even if you're having kavana to, you know, be ma'or the kavana, the tefillah, you're still over on nichosh.
Doing nichosh, yeah. Right. It goes back to Rishon.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Why can I make nichosh?
What?
Why can I make?
Why can they?
Yeah.
It's a good question. There's a Tshuva Sarashba about it also. But they felt that this is not what the Torah is talking about. Okay. There are those that have the minig also to do it the second night. And there's even those that have the minig, that the Lekker Yosha brings down from the Tshuva Sedeshin throughout Aseres Mitzvah. You have that minig?
All right.
You would like to have that minig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be fine if we clearly have the kavana that we're just doing this bimar ourselves for the tefillah?
Then what?
Like we're eating it with
kavana. That's the balance we go with.
Even according to the
could be. I don't think so, but it could be. I don't think so. But okay. So now, when do we eat it? So this also is a question. There are those that noig before Hamaitzi, between Kiddush Hamaitzi. The general meaning is after Hamaitzi. I didn't mean to cut you off, just I can't get caught up because I have 30 seconds left. Some are noig to say the Yiratzim with the shame, some without the shame. Everyone should follow their minig. And what's interesting is that you make a bari prio eitz on the apple. When is the apple thicker or the honey's thicker? Right. So, what? That's right. That's why if you take a sweet apple and using the honey just to make the apple sweeter, then the apple's thicker. And if you take a look at the gra tells us something very interesting. The gra says the reason why we use the apple is, the Gra says it's a zecha for the brachas, the maril. The maril says, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says, remez the state tapuchim and nirmas bekro reach beni reach asada. And the Gra quotes this. He quotes the pasuk by the brachas. The Gra says the brachas of by Yitzchak and Yaakov was on Rosh Hashanah, which is, you have to figure out if then fits with what we're used to thinking. But so it seems like the apple is not just dam, an apple with honey. There's a lot going on there behind the apple. Why we pick apple. And that's why some have the minig at kidekach that even though hilchos brachas, it says that when you have shivas aminim, the shivas aminim go first. So if you have tamarim or rima and you have dates or pomegranate, that should go first. Still, if you look at the list in the art school, the apples first. How did that happen? So some say because lel Rosh Hashanah we go basachavim. It's also machlekes in the Gemara and the Rishonim. How we paskin, but lel Rosh Hashanah we go basachavim, and the apple has so much behind it in the remez of it, like we just mentioned, that it's chaviv to me that it goes first. Okay, everyone, it's a girl.